1 Corinthians chapter 13. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, even though I speak in every human and angelic language, if I can speak the languages of men and even of angels, and have not charity, but have not love, agape, the love of God, God the Father, the love of Jesus Christ, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. I am only a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. I am no better than the clash of cymbals, just a rattling New Year's Eve noisemaker. And though I have the gift of prophecy, even if I speak God's word, even though I have the gift of preaching, I may have the powers of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and know all sacred secrets, and know every kind of hidden truth and every kind of knowledge. No secret hidden from me, no knowledge too deep for me. And though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, I might have such absolute faith that I can remove hills from their place. And if I could have perfect faith, so that I could move around the Alps and Andes and Himalayas and Rockies like checkers, and have not charity, and have not love, the love of God, I am nothing. I'm useless. I would still be worth nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, if I should dole out everything I have, even if I give away all that I have to feed the hungry, and though I give my body to be burnt at the stake, if I were burned alive for preaching the gospel, if I were martyred, and have not charity, but have not love, the love of Jesus Christ, it profits me nothing. It avails me nothing. It counts for nothing. Charity, the love of God, suffers long and is kind. It is very patient, very kind. This love of which I speak is slow to lose patience. The love of Jesus Christ envieth not. It vaunteth not itself. It does not brag. Their love never boils with jealousy. It is never anxious to impress. Their love makes no parade. Love is never envious, never boastful. The love of God the Father is not puffed up. It is not arrogant nor conceited. It does not put on airs. Nor does it cherish inflated ideas of its own importance. The love of Jesus Christ does not behave itself unseemly. It is never rude nor unmannerly. It isn't indecent. It is never selfish. Their love does not insist on its own way. It does not insist on its rights. Love is never self-seeking. It does not pursue selfish aims. God's love is not easily provoked. It thinks no evil. Love bears no malice. Love is not quick to take offense. Love keeps no score of wrongs. The love of God is not irritable nor resentful. God's love is not touchy. It does not keep account of evil. Love rejoices not in iniquity. It rejoices not in unrighteousness. Their love takes no pleasure in wrongdoing. It does not gloat over other men's sins. Love is never glad when others go wrong, but rejoices in the truth. It joyfully sides with the truth. The love of God is always glad when truth prevails. Love bears all things. Love believes all things. Love can overlook faults and has unquenchable faith. God's love is always slow to expose, It's always eager to believe the best. Love bears up under anything. It exercises faith in everything. There is nothing love cannot face. There is no limit to its faith. Love hopes all things. Love hopes under all circumstances. It keeps up hope in everything. This love of God and from God endures all things. It endures without limit. It gives us power to endure everything.